Hey everybody, welcome to the Mark Parham Podcast. You can follow me online by going on Spotify and typing in Mark Parham Podcast, or you can follow me on Rumble by just typing in Mark Parham. You know, I find it very interesting when I look at a lot of the musicians and rappers and, you know, people that are selling a lot of records nowadays. And when you look at the entertainment business now versus, I would even go back as far as to say the 1990s. A lot of the stuff created in the 1990s is better than most of the stuff right now. So I'll give you a perfect example. If you listen to Mariah Carey, one Mariah Carey album from the 1990s is better than 10 albums from your favorite artist now. And so, you know, in any industry, things are supposed to get better over time. Things are supposed to evolve. We have more technology. People can do things at a quicker pace. We have more distribution than we had in the past. And I'm coming to find out that the music industry has gone backward. I mean, look at a lot of these singers. Most of these singers, they can't sing. Most of these singers can't perform. Some of these singers can't even songwrite. And it's just very interesting to me. Because when we were in the 90s, like I said, I grew up in the 90s, born in the 80s. But when we grew up in the 90s, we always, you know, heard the older generation say, oh my God, music is going downhill. But really, we're at a point where music has just gone downhill. I mean, we have artists now that don't even take time with their music. I mean, even look at some of these rappers. I've seen rappers make two-minute tracks with a bunch of ad-libs and a beat going. And basically, you know, people act like it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. And so now we're just in a period where you don't even have to take effort to make any songs. You can just sit up some catchy ad-libs, a beat, and people are like, oh my God, this is so amazing. Whereas you look at in the past, I mean, you had rappers that were actually saying something, like rappers that seemed like, you know, they read some books. And I think the music industry right now is just a hustle. And I say that because, what, you know, do you really think a Sexy Red or Ice Spice has talent? I mean, if you look at an Ice Spice concert, she says like a rhyme, and then she reverts back to shaking her behind. And people actually are paying for this. Like, it's amazing. Like, you can go up on stage, say one verse, and then turn around, shake your behind for 2 minutes. And then, you know, people pay for that. And it's like I said, hip hop's in an interesting place. Like, again, one thing I'll credit the new industry, credit the new rappers and even the new musicians and other genres, I think now they're more business savvy. Whereas before, you know, artists would just, they didn't think about all of these different opportunities, and some of them didn't even have all these opportunities. And I think now the artists are more business savvy, where they say, oh, we'll do a car commercial, or oh, we'll open up a restaurant. So I'll give the younger generation credit on that. Like, they'll try to have a clothing line or something. I credit them with that. But when it comes to music, I mean, 2 minute songs and performances where you're twerking more than you're up on stage, you know, rhyming. And it, to me, we're almost in the twilight zone. And I'm not knocking anybody. Like I said, some people would hear what I'm saying and say, oh, well, you're being a hater. But people are paying to see a woman say two words and then turn around and twerk. Like, now you can pack a whole arena by doing that. Like, if someone like Ice Spice were out in the 1990s, she wouldn't last 2 seconds. I mean, again, we had talent, Whitney Houston, we had MC Lights, we had Lil' Kim. And even though Lil' Kim is the blueprint of what a lot of these women are doing right now, but you had actual folks that would get up on there and they were, you know, rapping and coming up with good songs. I mean, now I would say we're in an era where the producer is better than the rapper as far as talent. Like, now we have producers that are amazing with doing beats and, you know, creating anthems and stuff like that. But a lot of the songwriting is just in the gutter right now. And you know, again, we're just in an interesting place. Maybe music will get back to, you know, quality like we did back in the days. But you know, if you think about it, we have the distribution. I mean, so many times artists will complain about people being able to hear their music. Now you have SoundCloud, you have Spotify, you have all of these places where you can distribute your stuff, even YouTube. You have all these places where people can hear your music, but the quality of music has gone down. I mean, the quality of music is horrendous right now, even though we have all the technology. So again, I'm hoping that music goes through. Maybe this is just a low period of music in music history, and maybe things will get back to the way they used to be. But there was more. There was more classic albums, it seems, back in the days when we didn't have all of this distribution and technology. It almost seems like, you know, people cared about the music back then. And now we're, like I said, you can grab a DSLR camera, you can shoot your own video, but even the videos nowadays aren't even as good as they used to be. So again, it's I know I'm rambling. I always say I'm rambling, but you know, just let me know how you feel in the comment section. Has music been on a decline as far as quality and lyricism and all those things? Like, has the music industry gone backward from where it was in the 90s as far as all of those things, quality, lyricism, songwriting? In my opinion, it has, but let me know what you think in the comment section.